Euros react, Russian asset Trump cutting Ukraine cash a traitor is sacked. By Kurt Zindelka on March 4, 2025. Politicians in Britain and Europe flew into a complete meltdown after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a suspension of American aid to Ukraine, with some going so far as to suggest the leader of the free world is a traitor and a Russian asset. On Monday evening, the White House announced a temporary pause of military aid to Ukraine in the wake of comments from Volodymyr Zelensky in which he rejected an immediate ceasefire with Russia and declared that peace between the warring nations is still very, very far away. While the Trump administration said that aid would once again flow from Washington to Kyiv as soon as Zelensky's government was ready to commit to the peace process, European leaders reacted with rage and launched outlandish accusations at President Trump. Former Prime Minister of Belgium and Brexit villain Guy Verhofstadt claimed that cutting off American aid to Ukraine, which is neither a member of the EU nor the NATO military alliance, would represent a traitorous act, worthy of a despotic regime. With friends like these, who needs enemies? The ex-Eurocrat added. Meanwhile, reviving the Russiagate narrative, British MP and former Foreign Office Minister Graham Stewart of the nominally Conservative Party suggested that the President of the United States was beholden to the Kremlin. "We have to consider the possibility that President Trump is a Russian asset," the MP wrote, adding, "If so, Trump's acquisition is the crowning achievement of Putin's FSB career, and Europe is on its own." President Trump was not the only one to face such neo-McCarthyite accusations. For questioning on Monday how many troops Britain should expect to see deployed to Ukraine, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, who also has faced spurious Russiagate claims, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer accused the Brexit leader of fawning over Putin. However, some in Europe have called for cooler heads to prevail, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who argued that European leaders need to display less emotionality and more composure during Ukraine peace negotiations. Meloni, who has cast herself as a potential bridge between Europe and the Trump administration, went on to note that it is necessary for America to continue to play a major role in the peace process and to ensure that the peace lasts. Although the rhetoric from across the pond has become increasingly frenzied, it appears that Trump's negotiating stance has begun to force the Europeans into capitulating to one of his long-held demands, that they finally begin to increase their defense spending rather than relying on American might and U.S. taxpayer dollars to underwrite their protection. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.